Hello and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news of the day. My name is Amog Ramitra and I am going to tell you about why did Sam Pitroda resign as chairman of Indian Overseas Congress. Hours after Sam Pitroda's comments on India's diversity went viral, for which he faced backlash from different corners, Sam Pitroda Wednesday resigned from the position of the Indian Overseas Congress. A close aide of Gandhi's across two generations, Pitroda took charge of the Indian Overseas Congress in June 2017. Announcing the decision, Congress General Secretary in charge of communications, Jairam Ramesh, wrote, "Mr. Sam Pitroda has decided to step down as chairman of the Indian Overseas Congress on his own accord. The Congress president has accepted his decision." Earlier during the day, Congress party faced attacks from the ruling party, BJP, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi over Pitroda's comments during an interview, despite the fact that Congress distanced itself from the comments. In an interview with The Statesman last week, the party's overseas head said people in eastern India look like quote-unquote Chinese, those in the west look like Arabs, those in the north look like white people, and those in the south like people from Africa. Pitroda made the comparisons while talking about how India was a shining example of democracy in the world. He said, "We have survived for 75 years in a very happy environment where people live together, leaving a few fights here and there." He added, "We hold a country together as diverse as India, where in the East people look like Chinese, people in West look like Arab, people in North look like white, and in South look like Africa. Doesn't matter, we are all brothers and sisters." While Congress was quick to distance itself from the remarks, PM Narendra Modi used Pitroda's remarks to target Congress leader Rahul Gandhi. At a rally in Telangana, Modi said, "Shehzade, aapko jawab dena padega. Prince, you'll have to give an answer," referring to Rahul Gandhi. He added that the country would not tolerate disrespect to countrymen on the basis of their skin, colour, and Modi will never tolerate this. Further referring to Pitroda's remarks, Modi said, "Today I found out why Congress was trying so hard to defeat Draupadi Murmu, daughter of a tribal. Today I got to know that Shehzada's uncle lives in America and that this uncle is his philosophical guide who has exposed his secret. He has said that those have black skin are from Africa. This means that you are abusing several people of the country on the basis of their skin." He added, "Now I understood seeing the color of Draupadi Murmu's skin, seeing that it is black in color, they believe that she too is from Africa and therefore she must be defeated. Where will they take the country?" Modi said during the rally. This is the second controversy in as many months that has forced the Congress to disassociate itself from remarks made by the head of its overseas wing. Last month, the party found itself in a muddle after Pitroda, in another interview, cited the example of inheritance tax in some US states to suggest that Indians too should debate the issue. In an interview with ANI, he said, "In America, if one has $100 million worth of wealth when he dies, he can only transfer probably 45% to his children. 55% is grabbed by the government." Pitroda felt that this was an interesting law, adding, "It says in your generation made wealth and you are leaving now, you must leave your wealth for the public, not all of it, half of it, which to me sounds fair," Pitroda had said. The comments prompted attacks from the BJP, with the Prime Minister decrying the statement from election podiums, while the Congress distanced itself, saying it was Pitroda's personal opinion. Thank you for tuning in. For more from The Print, become a subscriber at theprint.in/subscribe. I am Amog Ramitra in New Delhi. Tune in every day for more such news and analysis.